Space, the final frontier. Space Station Ashlyn sits on the edge of Federation space with its companion ship, the USS Delamis Christian. The space around them is full of mystery and strange wonders, where secrets are kept and danger lurks around every corner. The crew of the Delamis Christian must navigate treacherous waters as they work to protect the Federation. But as they peer into the unknown, they will discover that the line between friend and foe is not always clear. They will be tested like never before and will face challenges that will push them to their limits. Join us on this adventure as we explore the farthest reaches of space and uncover the hidden truths that lie within the shadows. Tabletop Journeys presents Star Trek Preservations.
Back on board the Delamis Christian on the bridge, Captain, you are in charge of your ship. XO, you are ready to embark for the planet. And who else going with Ocean other than security personnel?
So I figured we'd all take the same shuttle down and then go our separate ways once on the planet. Me and Najar to the governor's office, and then Ocean and the other security team off into the sneaky underworld.
Okay. And leaving Tanari in charge of the DC?
Yep.
Okay. Tanari, you're in the chair and everybody else is in the shuttle.
Was there any discussion of whether we're all going down there in uniform?
There hasn't been discussion, but that was going to be a question I should have asked. So thank you for bringing that up. I assume the captain and Najir are going to be in uniform because they're meeting the governor, so that's more of an official capacity. As for the other two, that's largely up to the captain and you, XO.
Whatever you need.
Yeah, barring any reason that I would need to be in uniform, I will have directed Ensign Oli Yemichek to dress casual. We're looking to blend in. I will show up in an old brown leather-ish duster. I don't know what would pass for leather in this era.
Leatherette of some kind.
That has a hood on the back that will be down, not over my head, but it does have a ability to throw up and be discreet.
Okay.
I will have arranged for her to have something similar that she's comfortable in suits her.
She will be in civilian-ish attire. She does have boots that are probably not as worn as one should want when looking casual in a colony such as this, but they're her boots. And she does have a parka-like jacket. Her hood is up and she's wearing gloves. It is not unusually cold for an Andorian. It's probably unseasonably warm for an Andorian, but it is on that weird, mildly chilly, like when the wind picks up, this is really uncomfortable to be outside kind of cold, but not like I'm going to die cold. If the sun's shining and the wind is down, you'll be okay. But in that 55, 58-ish, sun is shining, but wind makes it ugly cold. The sun, however, is not shining. It is overcast. It is damp. It is dreary kind of day in the Prime Settlement where you are landing. And you're landing in a fairly good district. This is near the municipal buildings where you come down. There's a big pad. There's several other shuttles around of various types. There's a Vulcan shuttle. There's an Orion shuttle. There's shuttles from all over that are here. Looks like there's definitely a meeting of some importance taking place. Tanari?
Since it looks like most of the action will be happening on the planet, I'd like to request that I can switch to my secondary character, the security officer.
Absolutely. You have that character with you?
I have her up. She has a focus in hazardous environments, if that helps.
Okay. Yeah, so Alana Kem is the character in question. I've got hazardous environments, martial arts, and phasers as her foci.
So just have two security officers going with Adam?
Or just the one. I just didn't want to be going by myself because we have that protocol in place not to.
What we'll do is we'll leave the other one that you had with the shuttle. You also don't want something getting on the shuttle. So they've got the shuttle closed down. They've got internal security set up, so there are no obvious shields on it while it's landed. But
yeah, we don't want to leave Lusan by himself either. So
yeah,
Lusan plus security in the shuttle.
You got it.
Us two that way, them two that way.
Perfect.
Right. I'll split the party.
Excellent. I love it.
I will make sure that I am carrying with me one of the Epsilon tricorders.
Okay, so you have two that have the bio and the brain scan. I assume one is going with one group and the other is going with the other, or both are going with Ocean's group?
I'm both with them. I don't really care. Like, the governor's not going to let me scan her anyway.
Okay.
I'm not creating a diplomatic incident over it.
All right.
And on the upside, Najjar has already confirmed that her mind is working normally and not.
She's just normal mad. Buggy.
Sounds good.
Tanari always gets credit for making the first detector, but the first one was Najjar's brain.
That's true. You land. Everybody's getting ready to offload Lusan. Sir, I've been on a couple different planet side missions with you. This one seems like a lot less fun than the last one.
Well, they can't all be a tropical paradise, Ensign.
Whew, this is probably true, sir.
Just keep an eye out.
As many of them as I got, sir.
Najjar mumbles, I half expected him to show up in a Hawaiian shirt.
He pulls down a collar and you see it come through. And then he also points over at the side in the little screen with an image of a beat up ball cap with the Detroit Tigers symbol on the center of it. As you exit, the Capitol building is to the left and the Bad District is to the right. And we're going to start with those going to the Capitol. Captain, you are able to make it to the Capitol pretty well. As you're going, you and Najjar notice that there is heavy police protocol. You can definitely tell the difference between deputies. And then there is a constable. There's no sheriff per se, but you've got deputies and a constable. So the lead police officer is the constable. And basically, in this government district, at any door to a government building, there's at least two deputies. Outside the door and inside the door at a podium, there's generally one other of a slightly higher rank. When you get to the main administration building, which is adjacent to the courthouse, they're basically on opposite sides of the street. The courthouse itself, it's not like SCOTUS. It's not big, grandiose marble looking like Roman architecture. Architecturally speaking, it is metal, but it's sweeping. It's got these deep azure blues that are built throughout it. It is akin to looking at ice spires. It is definitely of an Andorian focus, but they are grand. The judicial building is wider than it is tall, and it has four prominent spires in the four corners. I would almost look at it like the palace in India, where you've got the central dome, and then you've got the four spires at the four corners of the building kind of thing. And like I said, the building just flows. There are no right angles in this building. It's all sweeping, organic, ice watery forms and shapes. The doors look like they're formed out of water droplets, that type of thing. And windows are like clear ice versus solid metal. So you go from metal to transparent aluminum without seeing seams. It goes building, cloudy a bit, and then clear, and everything has that liquid form to it. That's the judicial building. The actual administration building shows more of a conglomeration of styles. It does have, again, four prominent spires, which are very much those same ice-type spires, but the central bit is more almost like a flower, and it's got little minor nodules around it, almost like a flower kind of thing, and it is very indicative of Betazoid architecture more than anything else. But the ground floor is very solid. It widens out and is stout, which is indicative of a real collaboration between architectural design. So you can tell that this is the kind of thing that came through some significant collaborations between Andorians, Tellarites, and Betazed as far as the architecture. So I assume you're going to the administration building first?
Yep.
There's no police presence at the door, but when you go inside, there is a Starfleet presence. So there's definitely some Starfleet scanners. There are Starfleet officers. There are some local deputies that are there. They are all of the higher ranking nature, and they are clearly acting in subservience to Starfleet.
Very good. I present myself at the information kiosk attendant and let them know that Commander Tobor of the Dalamas Christian is here to speak with the governor.
Looking up from the desk, there is a person in glasses, which is, for Starfleet, somewhat unusual. And they look both of you up and down, and then they take the glasses off. As they take them off, you recognize that they are actually a scanning device. They're not, like, actual glasses. And you were not armed, or you were armed?
I would be armed if I didn't have a reason.
Najir, are you armed or not armed?
I am armed on an official security business planet side, absolutely.
Okay.
And so is my security officer.
Yeah, understood. So I'm going to have to ask for your weapon. He hits a button, and a drawer slides out from the desk. There's a standard LCARS pad, and he says you can input your own personal security code, and your weapon will be secured.
Najar puts his phaser in the box.
And your security code is...
I block the keypad with my body so they can't see it, and I type it in.
Okay.
What kind of security personnel would I be if I just told him and let him type it in? Come on.
No, he said you could put it in. Not that they don't have keyloggers or anything like that, but I'll save that for another discussion. You go ahead. It is secured. You see a force field go over it. You can hear, and only you can hear because it's going through your comm badge. The security station gives you proper security protocol and lets you know that your weapon has been secured, biometric scan and code are required.
Don't give them any ideas, please.
So your weapon is secured, and he says the deputy will show you to the turbo lift. The governor will see you shortly.
Very good. Thank you.
You're in the turbo lift. It's going up. And just as you get to the top before the door opens, the deputy simply says to you, which one of you is Ocean?
None of us. I left my first officer in charge on the bridge of my ship.
Can I have a reading off of that guy?
No role necessary. He's looking for Ocean.
Understood. Emotional intent behind it. Anger, pleased, hopeful, my long-lost uncle, or I really want to off him if I find him in a dark alley somewhere, should read differently.
It is neither of those things. He basically is asking a very direct and specific question. It does appear that it doesn't matter to them what the answer is. He simply needed to know the answer.
In order for him to need to know the answer, then something about it does matter. So Najar, let's be direct. Why do you ask?
I have a message. It was given to me to give to him.
I certainly wouldn't ask you to divulge the message, but who's it from?
A friend. We understand.
I don't think that'll work. It's an Earther name. The deputy you're speaking to is...
I'm like Cuthbert? Questionly.
An Orion. And he says, I don't remember. Alejandro. Alejandro. Yes, Alejandro.
Thank you. And... when I see Commander Ocean again so I can make sure he can get in touch with you to get this message, what's your name and how can he contact you?
Oh, I won't be here. In fact, this is my last day of work.
Oh, congratulations on your retirement. What was your name again?
Alejandro Jr.
You couldn't pronounce your own name? That seems odd.
And he returns to the position of attention.
We'll talk on the way out.
And you exit the turbo lift. You're in the lobby. There is a secretary there. It is a Sunian android.
Walk up to it.
And it is, of course, the non-sentient variety. Commander Tobor, I presume.
That is correct.
And your attendee, sir?
My chief of security, Lieutenant Najjar.
The governor will see you now. The door opens, and you walk into the governor's office. It's pretty stoic. It's a Spartan type of location, not atypical of an Andorian leader. There are trophies of various weapons. So clearly, despite being a politician, this is an Andorian who has a fair amount of accolades in their background. As you enter, like I said, there's a number of different things. There are trophies, some awards, and there is a framed document, which is basically the signatory page on the charter with the Federation for Security. That was the high point of her career before becoming governor. And it's pretty clear from looking around that she was the spearhead behind that endeavor. So you're there.
I put on the Presence 12 Command 5 charm and extend my hand in greeting warmly. Governor, pleasure to make your acquaintance.
The pleasure is always Starfleet's when they come to the Outer Colonies. What can we give to the Federation that Federation is unwilling to repay today?
I see.
A little jaded.
Since you want to get straight to the point and not observe the niceties and customs, we are currently tracking a theft of an extremely sensitive and classified piece of technology, and we have reason to believe that it is either on its way or is here on Saltec 4 through the Obsidian Nox, I believe is the name of them.
Ebony Nox.
Ebony Nox. Apologies.
Ebony Nox is one of the syndicates we've had our eye on. Relatively new. Particularly effective.
Surprisingly so.
I will say this about them. Many of our recent cases have been brought to bear as a result of the efforts of Ebony Nox. As they take out their competition, minor players get sloppy. We've been mopping up as they consolidate power for 2.5-3 years now. There's really only two syndicates left of any significant power. Once we break those two syndicates, Saltec 4 will be back on the track towards being a successful colony. And maybe then your vaunted Federation and Starfleet will pay attention to the people who've labored for nearly 100 years on their behalf.
I cannot speak for the Federation Council, but I will say we were a bit busy with that little incident with the Dominion. So I'm sure as soon as we're able to marshal the resources, they will be incorporated into the grander recovery effort.
Commander, do you hear yourself when you speak to little old governors like me? What you just said to me was, I don't speak for the Federation while wearing their shackles. I'm sorry, their uniform. And then you compounded that error by telling me we were busy on a different frontier where one of our own is considered a god. What you told me was you care more about your own efforts, your own situations, than little colony worlds like me.
Not at all, Governor. I was merely indicating the fact that had the Dominion crushed us, surely you would have been next, and no resources would have been available. And I'm sure the Jem'Hadar would have very graciously extended you the courtesy that I am doing. Well, maybe the Vorta might have been while his Jem'Hadar slaughtered you and your people. But this is neither here nor there. I don't have time for this, and neither do you. I'm not here to dictate to you how to run your colony. I'm here to find our stolen technology. I require your assistance. It would be most helpful.
Commander Tobor, are you honestly walking into my office and speaking to me in these tones and then asking me for help for your mission? Is that what I'm hearing?
I figured if I phrased it as a request, it would be less insulting to you.
She reaches in her desk, takes out a bottle of Andorian ale and three glasses, pours all three, picks up two, hands them to you and a jar. She holds up one. Before you drink with me, know that I never synthale.
Good. It's been a while.
Najar, do you toast as well?
I glance at the captain first.
I toast and...
Then I follow suit. I am on duty, so I needed to make sure I wasn't about to get dressed down.
She takes her sip, cap bottles, puts it back. Have a seat. Now we can be friends. If you're willing to take what I was giving you and give it back, then you are definitely Starfleet personnel I am willing to treat with. How can we actually be of help here on Saltech 4?
So it's a two-fronted question. My first officer's family is from this settlement and is involved with one of your prosecutions. We have come into possession of some intelligence that the Ebony Knox is actually planning to strike either your courthouse facility or the prosecuting attorney en route to or from their residence. I have additional security personnel that I could lend or just provide you and your what appears to be extraordinarily competent security force with the information, and they can adjust their protocols as they deem fit. I would not presume to try and tell your security people how to do their jobs.
The judge advocate's office has a security detachment that's roughly 60 or so personnel. We have intermixed them with our deputies, and we've kept our constable occupied.
There we go. But in any case, I would feel more comfortable providing you with our intelligence so that, again, it can be incorporated into your security team's planning. So
absolutely.
I'll make sure that Lieutenant Najar transmits that to your constable.
Transport it to my secretary, if you will.
Very good. Mr. Najar, would you take care of that bit of information?
Najar starts typing on a data pad and has the information sent. Done, sir.
Instruct your team that the constable is the focus of a secret investigation.
Local politics is always messy.
No, more specifically, a Starfleet investigation. Apparently, your intelligence officer has caught several messages that are questionable. There have been some analysis done by Starfleet Intelligence that was provided to me as governor, and as such, we now have this case. Those messages led us to the witness. The JAG prosecutor was successful in convincing the witness to turn evidence. They speak on this matter tomorrow morning. Any attempt on the witness's life is imminent. If they get to court safely and successfully and can provide that testimony, it will legally open up the avenues necessary to get the warrants we need to bring down the true apparatus that the constable is working for and bring down this other syndicate that will, of course, leave Ebony Knox to fill a void. Our target will remain, but this witness, if what I've been read in on bears fruit, may have had contact with members of Ebony Knox and may prove useful if we can get that information.
If there's anything my ship or my crew can do to assist your personnel here, they are at your disposal.
Keep them alive. Nobody, not even my personal staff, knows where this witness is, other than the prosecutor.
My ship is a very extremely secure vessel in orbit, and they're welcome to relocate them there, and I can have my team beam them directly into the courthouse facility outside your transport scattering field.
Unfortunately, the legal ramifications of transporting a witness off-planet during a trial could invalidate the legality of information. There's a chain of custody issue that has to be maintained. Celtic IV may not be the last bastion of law and order, but the only way we're bringing down our enemies is by following it to the letter.
And then on to my actual mission here. We are searching for that classified technology. My chief of engineering is currently modifying our sensor array to be able to attempt to scan for the energy signature of the equipment from orbit. And as such, once we've made such modifications, we would request permission to maneuver freely in upper orbit in order to conduct scans of most likely areas of where the equipment could be.
Feel free to do so after the trial is over. We can't do anything to agitate matters. Everything has to be above boards. I don't know about this theft you're talking about. I've heard nothing of it.
Good. Well, then that part of it hasn't leaked. I was actually thinking if we find it and we conduct our raid before or during the trial, that may distract whoever's attempting to assassinate your witness. If me and my security team start kicking in doors and securing our stolen equipment, it could cause the entities behind this to lose focus. But I am willing to wait till after the trial if you deem that to be too great a risk.
I do think so. In order to get to this position, I had to have a much harder stance on the Federation than I actually and truly believe. I got additional security to this system by promising the powers on world that we were going to make the Federation pay for their failures by giving us the security. I brokered the deal with the Federation by telling them that we should be considered as, honestly, what we truly are, as far from being a Federation world as there could be, and we're asking the Federation to come help us. All we've asked is that the Federation play along with the ruse. The Starfleet Intelligence Department has seen to it that Starfleet will continue to do so by limiting the number of personnel as well as the specific types of personnel. At least that's what I was told. They've maneuvered themselves in a way that they can keep an eye on what's happening here and know how things are working. Most importantly, they told me that they are moving assets that they can control to this sector and to this system so that we have little to worry about. Your Commodore O has made sure that we've had any number of non-sentient androids in the area so that they can help keep an eye on us and keep us safe.
I've had the privilege of working with the Commodore in the past. She's a most logical individual.
Of course. That's been my experience. I had a lot of convincing of other Starfleet personnel to maintain our ruse. She was the first one to agree to this. She was very happy to make sure that we had all of the kinds of assets that we needed. Her security officer has been very helpful in that he lets us know what's coming in and out of the system. He's managed quite well.
Very good. With your permission, Governor, I will connect with primary point of contact for Starfleet here and see what, if anything, they've uncovered about the potential theft and how we can interface with your security apparatus to provide any enhanced assistance. My ship has one of the most recent refitted sensor systems in the fleet, and we can turn that to our advantage with your security teams.
Excellent.
I'm sure you're quite busy, so I do not want to take up any more of your very valuable time, and I appreciate your honesty and forthrightness. I will say, as well, the Federation has been stretched. I'm over 250 years old, and this is the thinnest the Federation has ever been stretched after the Dominion War. I understand the precarious situation that you are in. Many systems are feeling that, and I understand. I wish I could be everywhere all at once, providing the aid that is required to maintain civilization, but We are rebuilding the fleet. We are rebuilding Starfleet. And in time, I hope that the resources necessary to provide security will be less scarce.
I hope so as well. Thank you, Commander.
Lieutenant. Thank you.
He motions and
we depart.
Flipping over, Ensign Alana and the XO are making their way. Are you going to stay on foot, or are you going to take the standard tram, which has three stops in the Bad District? Or are you going to try to find your daughter first, or go see your dad?
No, because there's information that I need to be picking up first.
Okay.
I still haven't heard back from my contacts on those questions that I had asked. So I'm assuming I need to go pick them up from somebody like Ike, or somewhere along that line. So that would be the first thing that I'm going to do.
All right. Without a whole lot of difficulty, you take a tram ride, you get to the place where you'll find Ike this time of day.
He runs a tavern, I think we said.
Yep. Okay, yeah. So you see him at the tavern, he's behind the bar. You walk in, there's any number of undesirables that are present, some reprobates. There's actually some people just literally sitting on the stoop outside. And it's pretty clear that they don't have resources. There's actually like an external food replicator that's nearby. And you see a Nausicaan and an Orion kind of guarding it and turning away people from the replicator. And you see this emaciated human just sitting on the step.
I'll worry about that later. So I will go in and I will see if Ike is behind the counter. His wife is behind the counter. I may send the ensign to go ask after them because we've established that his wife does not like me.
The wife sees you enter. She's actually out wiping down a table. And by wiping down a table, she's picking up three glasses and leaving all the refuse on the table. And then she looks over at the bar. He's here. And then she goes back to what she's doing.
You're looking well, then, Cook.
I'd look better if I didn't have to look at you.
And I.
And then Ike says, come on over.
I'll walk up to the bar. What's up, old friend?
Not much. The usual. He slides over a glass that has water. He slides over another glass, pours a shot of Andorian ale, and he slides over a larger glass that has a full drink of Cardassian canard. And he says, so is this going to be a double or a triple that you're asking me for today?
I'm feeling adventurous. Let's do a triple.
He brings up another set. Your friend?
Springline.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking my order.
I was? And you said Springline?
Yes.
I believe I have a bottle of canard that I got last spring. Would that be close enough?
No. If you have Terran whiskey, that would be fine.
I do. It's a little foul if you ask me, but whatever. Pours you a small glass, and he puts in a weird-looking ice cube, and the ice cube actually causes the whiskey to freeze, and then it thaws almost instantly, and now this is some kind of carbonated whiskey. Terran whiskey. The only way I'll tolerate it. Andorian cold.
So I will pick up the first shot and take a swig of it. Is there someplace we should go to talk?
I think we're good here. I gotta keep my eye on the door these days. Just in case. He waves and his wife actually starts shooing a few folks out and they actually leave. To the cold moon. May she always shine on us. And he says, if I get you correctly, you wanted to know about the people in charge of all the new changes. Starfleet.
She is Starfleet.
No, it's a Starfleet intelligence thing. They put a lot of resources and assets. There's probably about 15 or 20 new players planet side these days. One less once your friend left a month or so ago for parts unknown. To your question, can they be bought? Anybody can be bought. Are they likely to be bought? I don't know many Vulcans that can be bought.
No, I met the governor. She's Andorian, isn't she?
Oh yeah, she's Andorian. She can be bought and sold. By Starfleet, no less. Look, she wanted this place cleaned up. I don't know all the details. She's got some history with the syndicates. She's had a grind for them for a lot of years. Whatever her name used to be before it changed, and I can't get a line on what that was, to be honest with you. But whatever it used to be, she had a mad dislike for the syndicates. It's been her mission for as long as I've seen her on the scene to get rid of them. And she will do anything, pay any price, to make sure it happens. So as long as you're on the side of getting rid of the syndicate, you're not going to find a better ally. You're just going to want to be very careful about what lines you're willing to cross.
Story of our lives, right?
That's why we do what we do. He takes a second shot. As far as what they stole, schematics. Something, it projects energy waves or something, I'm not sure, but it projects energy waves that mirror whatever ore matrix that it's working with. I don't know all the details. There was a scientist who was providing some information before they met an untimely demise. The only witness left is this one that Sarah has. Apparently, that one is either a scientist or an engineer or, I don't know, maybe an errand person or whatever for the group that actually stole it, but not the group that ended up with it.
So wait, the Nox aren't the ones that stole it?
It's more like they contracted. If I didn't know better, I'd say there's a lot of Cathari blinds here. Remember the Cathari that parents used to talk about hunting on the homeworld? It's a bird that you have to hide behind stuff in order to be able to see it. The Nox contracts a lower-level syndicate to actually do the thing, providing all the intel, all the details. They give the thing to the Nox. The Nox then sells it to whomever they're selling it to. Nox makes profit. Nox doesn't know anything about what is taken. Doesn't even know where it's going. They limit their exposure to problems. The fly in the ointment is the witness was present for the transfer. That is the first witness that's ever been able to tie major operatives of the Nox to an event of this magnitude. That's why they want him.
Okay.
He knows what was taken. He knows what it's used for. And he knows who got it next. That's intelligence that they will do a lot to make sure it doesn't get into official hands. Even if he told other people, by Starfleet regulation, it's non-actionable.
I'd like to talk to this person myself, but I doubt that's going to happen. At least not yet.
If anybody has the ability to get close, it's probably you.
Yeah. I got a line on that, but anything else going on that I need to know about?
After our last conversation, I had a few folks keeping an eye on your father. One of them turned up missing yesterday. The other, I had him send his family off for safekeeping.
This is one of the people you had watching Asara.
The one I had watching Asara, I haven't heard from in 3 days.
This is the one that was watching my father, then.
Correct.
Anything that he told you that he had noticed or he was going to keep an eye on?
He's the one that got me in touch with your Alejandro friend. All I know, and last I heard from him, is he was going to be getting off-world soon. He said he had one more thing he needed to do, and that was to get you a message. I hadn't heard from him since. Last I know, he had a cover as one of the security guards at the Capitol building. I haven't seen or heard from him since.
So I'll take this in. I can't think of anything else I wanted to ask him, but I will spend a little bit of time just talking shop with him, saying what's where, who's still around.
Yeah. He will definitely fill you in on the details. Many of your contacts that used to be around, low-level informants and stuff like that, have been burnt. The syndicates have literally been decimated. While they've only been getting lieutenants, maybe a few captains, no bosses of any merit, but they have severely cut the power of most of the syndicates. There is a through line there that basically it's pretty clear that a syndicate is basically giving evidence to end other syndicates. So they're getting the legal authorities to do their dirty work so they don't have to go to a bloody turf war. They're basically getting competition removed.
That's new. Do we know someone's taken over the Nox recently?
The Nox is new themselves. They didn't exist before. So they're not a group that ever was around when you were around. And the only thing he can tell you is they are run by Ethol the Varum.
Okay, so he's running the Nox now. Or he is leading the Nox. Who's the two syndicates that are remaining, and which one's leading? Or does he know which one is feeding the information?
So that's the one that's in the lead, Isara Shehavar. And Sovid is the one who's on trial. So that's one that's about to go down. The other one is leading, and whether the Nox is feeding the info or Sara is providing the information, that's what's unknown at this point, at least unknown to your content.
And Sovid's the one that's on trial, you said, yes?
Yes.
All right. I can't think of anything else unless anybody wants to prompt me with something that I clearly should be asking.
No, I think we're good.
All right. Without anything else, we are going to end this scene. Correction, he does let you know that he does have a message from your daughter. So he actually says, oh, your daughter provided this, and it's a small on paper written with where to meet her.
Okay. Is it written or is it?
It is written. It's handwritten.
Okay.
And it is in your daughter's handwriting.
Yes. I will open it up.
It's an address. It is near the judicial building, but it is off the tram, and it is a small office complex. They do some kind of services of a technical nature. They're basically data processing of some kind or data sorting of some kind.
So I will slide the third over to Ike, grin, and raise the second glass to him.
Excellent. Be careful, friend.
You too. It's getting dangerous around here.
I'll let you know if I have to leave. More than likely than not, it'll just be me for the next few days. Send me my wife away.
And as we leave, I'll nod to Vinkunk, and I'll say, make sure you take care of this one, too. She's not all there.
He probably will, unless you come calling again. And then she stops for a second and literally sweeps some dirt on your feet. And then she walks a little bit closer, and she sweeps the dirt off your feet. Tell her I said be well.
I will.
Thanks. She walks away. And see. And we return. We currently have 12 threat, 2 momentum. It is later in the evening. Ocean and Anna are at the entrance to the building. As you walk up, the door appears to recognize you.
I will nod to the Ensolana and shift my coat, and she should probably pick up on the fact that I'm making sure that my phaser is accessible, but I'm not drawing it.
Okay.
I will nod at him then and make sure that my phaser is ready as well.
Fair enough.
Not sure what I'm expecting.
Yeah, not enough to draw a threat at this stage. Glenn, you had a question?
Yes, I was wondering why Tanari bothers readying a phaser when they're just going to throw it on the ground and attack people with a knife.
Because he's not Tanari now. He's Ensign Alana.
That's a fantastic point. You are not Tanari right now.
Incidentally, I do have my blade tucked on the back of my outfit.
Okay.
So, yep. Just to tweak Glenn a little bit.
Yeah.
It might actually happen.
We're all A all the time. As you head in, the door is closed behind you. And there's a turbo lift directly in front of you. This is a smaller building. It's only about 5 stories up.
As we're going in, pull out a tricorder and see if I can scan for life forms.
Certainly. That's going to be a 2. No additional complication. It's really a security thing, so whichever way you would like to approach it.
Control security, maybe? All right. I will spend a momentum for a third dice.
Excellent. 1 momentum. 12 threat.
And the difficulty is reduced by 1.
Correct. So it's a 1.
I have 2 successes.
Excellent. You get your momentum back.
Excuse me. 3 successes.
Ooh, you get 2 momentum back, or 1 back and 1 extra. You are able to scan that there are, in addition to the 2 of you, there are 2 other life forms in this building. Oddly, what you can also tell is you cannot scan outside of this building. The building itself is made out of a material that blocks scanning.
Commander, I cannot scan outside this building.
That's probably a good thing.
Just so you're aware, sir.
All right, the turbo lift is ahead of you.
Sorry, but repeat again, please. What were the results of the scan other than not being able to scan outside the building?
There are 2 persons in the building. They are on the 3rd floor in a corner office suite.
Yeah, you mentioned that the building looked like it was some sort of office building.
It's an office building, like a data processing.
Yeah, is there like a plaque anywhere that indicates what the other offices might have been used for, like the building directory?
Sure. So it is a single business building. Looking on the floor, you can see that this building is out of use. There's things that are covered over with plastic, that type of thing. But there is a plaque on it. This was a former Starfleet recruiting station and training station, and you now vaguely recall that this was being built when you were a young person, and then it just never got used. Like, it got finished, but it never got used. And occasionally, when Starfleet has things happening or whatever, they will send personnel, and they'll actually be here. But looking at the kind of state of things, the level of dust that's around, it's likely that this hasn't been used in quite some time.
Good to know. All right. But recruiting station, nothing that would be like R&D here or any sort of technical departments.
It looks like it was a recruiting station for computer operators, technical advisors. So this was probably a recruiting and training facility pre-academy. Maybe enlisted people would be trained here for various tasks, things like that, or identifying people to go to the academy, things like that. Academy entrance exams would have been given here, that type of thing. So there's the infrastructure for that to happen, but it just never got used. So there's an unused computer core. There's unused office spaces. There's all of these things are basically unused. Like much of the colony, the few bright and shiny things are opportunities and possibilities and resources unused. So you're in the turbo lift. I assume you go to the 3rd floor. It opens. You step out onto the floor. And this area is not well lit. It's not dark, but it's not well lit. But at the back of the hall, there is light by a set of doors.
I will walk towards the door.
As you walk towards the light, the door opens when you get there, and inside, you see your daughter.
So I glance past her just to see who the other figure might be, and assuming it's not somebody that's holding a gun,
yep.
I will smile, and I will greet my daughter with a single word, Chalon, which is an Andorian flower.
Father, it's been a while since you've called me such.
True.
Come in. You brought a friend.
Yes, this is Silana, stationed with me. She has my trust.
Ensign?
Ma'am?
Technically, you're my senior officer. I'm a cadet. As you enter, the door closes. And she points towards a couch, and there's a person sitting on the couch. She seems to be eating some kind of meal, a bit disheveled. The person is an Orion with short, unkempt hair, a little bit of stubble. And as he eats, he simply says, "Hey, I'm Raka. Father, this is Raka. My witness."
"You're brave for doing this."
"Somebody has to. We have to do what we can. Raka has been kind enough. Correct, Raka?" And he looks a bit sheepishly at her and says, "Yes, mistress."
While they are talking, I'm going to move over the windows and just keep an eye on what's going on outside.
"Okay. He's been kind enough to help us with testimony. The promise was that we'll keep him alive. He has some crimes that he's responsible for. He's waived right to trial on those matters and agreed to serve time, but he'll be doing so at a great distance from this region so as to be safe from reprisal. More importantly, he knows what we're after, but because he's afraid of Starfleet going back on the deal, he wants it in open court what that deal is, so there'll be no refuting for the record what has been promised. It's the best I could get him to agree. We have it out in the street that his testimony begins at 0700 tomorrow morning. The reality is it begins in about 3 hours. We need to get him to the judicial building. And then she looks at Ensign Alana and says, "Try not to be obvious as I tell you this," and she looks around. She looks back at her father. The building across the street, there are anywhere between 4 and 5 operatives. The rear entrance that we've secured, there are 2 operatives guarding it. We don't have a vehicle that can get us to the courthouse safely. Because of the protocols for this trial, a security net preventing transport has been set up over the city. Even local site to site won't function. Please tell me you have some way to get us from here to there where we're not going to get shot down.
Are comms blocked?
Not that I'm aware of, but I can't guarantee a secure channel. So whatever you got to say, it better be quick and you better have a way to act on it fast. My guess is, if it's obvious, we'll have minutes before they arrive.
I'm not saying this out loud, but one thing before I hit the comm. I want to take, and I've been hesitating on doing this. Don't want the answer to it. But I am going to scan both of them.
And Leonika spends 12 threat.
No. Oh, please do. That's going to be a 1 roll inclusive of the improvement.
I rolled an 8 and a 17. I think it's 1 success, but I don't know what the complication is.
There's no additional complication. You have your 1 success. Raka is not infected.
Oh, no.
Your daughter, as you look at the scans and you see the rising and falling of the various things, and it, as the indicators are about to sync up with the line that would indicate Epsilon incident, stops far short of Epsilon. She is not infected.
So he'll breathe a visible sigh of relief.
She seems puzzled.
Yeah. And I'll turn back to Raka. You said you know who has the plant, yes?
He looks at your daughter. You can tell him. Yes, mistress. Yes, I do.
Is it still on world?
No.
All right, let's get you to where you need to go. And I'm going to open what I hope is a secure channel to the commander. I don't think we've established a method for doing this.
You have 3 momentum if you'd like to.
No, I would like to use some momentum, or I will use determination if I need to create an advantage that will allow me to leverage the Epsilon protocol's encryption to send this message directly to another Epsilon authorized individual.
Excellent. 2 momentum it is. You're down to 1 momentum. We have 12 threat, and you are clear to send your message secure.
Okay. So, Commander, this is Ocean.
Go ahead.
I am currently at the site with the witness. The information on the street about when the trial is going to take place is misplaced. They're actually having it in 3 hours. However, the location is known to some operatives that would seek to stop this from happening. We're going to need transport.
I look in Najar.
So you looped in Najar. Najar's now in the conversation.
Can they get to the roof, sir? We have a shuttle.
That's what I'm thinking. Which shuttle did we take?
You didn't actually say, but I will let you make that decision now.
Which we shuttle? Class 9s. We wouldn't have taken a runabout.
Okay.
Okay.
You can use regular communication to get Lucin to get to a certain spot and do that. Lucin's not read in, though, so if you send that communication, you're not in the clear any longer.
You say we've got 3 hours? All right, we'll make it back to the starport and get everything set. You'll use the triangulation data in this encrypted comm message to figure out where you are. We'll see you in 2 hours 45.
Sounds good.
Sir.
The same thing we used with the Breen for your arrival.
So with that being under a minute, I close the comm channel. Make sure that tracing is extra hard.
Okay.
And if I remembered what Tanara used on the Breen, that would help. Najjar just looks puzzled as Topor turns off the comms.
Damn it! I was hoping to send that in code.
A valiant effort. Unfortunately, Najjar / Glenn is not making the connection.
I am intrigued, so I will say that you can, in the clear, as player to player, tell Najjar what he would have remembered.
He had vented something from the cells.
To make a smoke screen.
Yeah.
Cool. Now that Najjar has made that connection, he's, oh, okay, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Lusan will basically tell you, I can pilot us there, you're going to have to do that, I got to be focused.
Yeah. So we'll make our way to the spaceport.
We're going to fast forward some time passes, we're still in the same scene. However, you guys are hearing the chatter, you can tell that the court's about to happen, people are looking for folks, jury is being seated, your daughter is feeling a bit tense. She's in her full uniform, and the witness, he has almost like the Kirk era style armor kind of thing. He's got a vest and he's got like a helmet kind of thing going on. He has like this weird bracelet thing that has his vitals, and she's got a device that has those on. And she also gives him a small pill and says, you need to take this. If anything happens, if we're separated, I need to make sure we can find you. Are you sure, mistress? And she just glares at him. Yes, ma'am. And he takes it.
I take the cloak that I was wearing and I put it over Raka, put the hood up over so it's covering his head. I motion for Alana to do the same.
Will do.
Okay. As much as I don't want to put you in the fire line, I'm known. Keep that up. If there are snipers, we want to make them think twice about. And that's when I cock my head and I take the cloak from you and I put it on. So I want myself and Raka to be similarly garbed with the hood down. So if there is a sniper, they have to guess at who they're shooting at.
Sir, this is my job. You're the first officer. You're not expendable.
No, but I won't put another person out as a target.
You're not ordering me to do this. I'm offering.
So I will grudgingly accept that.
There's a small case. It looks like it would have like documents or something inside. And opening the case, what is not documents, which is basically it's a case like a portable display. And you see the very first Ushan that you gave to your daughter. And next to it in a crystal that's made to look like ice, the preserved flower that you mentioned that she used to call her by. And she puts that in a jacket pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts her Ushan in a holster, like she unzips the jacket of her cadet uniform, and there's like a secure holster for it, and she puts it in there, and she leaves her jacket partially unzipped so she can get to it quickly. Game Master is going to spend 6 threat.
Before you do that, I will reach to the back of my belt, pull out my backup Type 1 phaser, and give it to Ocean's daughter.
I'm a prosecutor. If I have to defend myself, I'll use the Ushan, but I need to walk into the court unarmed. Can you wield 2?
We'll find out, won't we?
It is about that time. You have to get one floor up to the roof. Shuttle is about to take off, and at this point the lights go out in the safe house.
Next time on Star Trek Preservations.
With that, you are in the room. The door has not quite opened. The lights are off. How do you wish to begin? This is a Andorian, fairly young, looks relatively brash. He does have a blade, actually in a kind of like a chest holster, but he is holding some kind of makeshift phaser.
Please divert all air traffic away from city center at these coordinates.
Of course. And it creates some issues. There's big sonic booms. Y'all are getting on your shuttle. All the flames and the fire and the smoke as it like streaks